Glancing out the picture window in the living room, he stared in disbelief as he watched a man with a microphone come out of a van, followed by someone with a video camera. With a sickened shock, Rodney saw another truck slowly drive toward the house. Then two more. The doorbell rang again. Rodney tensed. He saw a man and a woman peering into the window. This couldn't be happening. He ran to the garage to get duct tape. From the linen closet, Rodney grabbed sheets and blankets. When he returned, Rodney banged on the window and yelled at them. In the background, a couple of reporters stood in the yard, speaking into microphones, facing cameramen. "We've become part of the news," Rodney realized. Dragging one of the kitchen chairs into the living room, Rodney taped a blanket over the window. He watched the street fill with more reporters and camera crews. Vehicles parked on both sides of the street. It was a circus, and they were the freak show on display. With the media outside, he became a prisoner in their home.